Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. This is our inaugural, hopefully weekly, board game edition podcast stuff, tying in with the inauguration of the new POTUS, as people on Twitter say, because they're limited to characters. Speaking of characters, I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at xorsonx. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury, and we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. Today we are going to discuss the game Belfort on Tasty Minstrel Games by Jay Cormier and Senfung Lim. Is that right?
It's pretty close.
Sounds about right to me.
Belfort is a game that Brian purchased because he was forced to, because he bought another game that came with expansions for Belfort, so he kind of had no choice. He feels like he was swindled into it, and now we're going to talk about whether or not it was a good thing or not.
Swindles are good.
I agree. These tasty minstrels, they like to swindle, but they swindle well. Speaking of swindling, very first time we played this game, I'm not going to lie, I did not like it because...
You were swindled.
I was swindled. It was, I mean, obviously your first time around, you know, you're still trying to get a feel for it. And, you know, Captain Mike over here taking first player every single turn, I felt like I couldn't get shit done. So by the time we ended the game, I had no extra guys, no building. I didn't have dick.
I felt like that was the move at the time.
At the time it was. Now,
well, because we didn't know what we were doing, so everyone's just bumbling around and I'm going first.
Right, yeah.
Smacking asses.
So that was weird. Now that we've played it probably a good five or six times, I feel like first player is not that big of a deal. I feel like I've came in second place every single time, but hey, that first place is within reach.
It is.
Just not today, because, you know, we played it right before we started this podcast, and I thought I was doing well, but it's a worker placement type of game, and like most worker placement games, if you make one mistake, you might as well throw in the towel. Fucked up, son.
See, I feel like it's a worker placement / resource management / area control game. Because it actually combines all three mechanisms into one board game.
Well, I would be
hard... Well, I mean, the major scoring is area control.
You would be hard-pressed to find a worker placement that isn't also resource management, I think. But the area control is a nice addition because it does add the majority of your points to the game.
All right, you might be right.
Sorry.
Well, just would you really, for example, Lords of Waterdeep is a worker placement game. Would you consider that a resource management game?
Yes.
Would you?
I feel like it kind of
Because you're pulling all the different colored cubes to complete your missions.
I feel like
those are your party members.
Yeah, I'll party your members.
Show some respect.
Oh.
Whoa. I mean...
Mark it.
We're related by blood. That'd be interesting.
So anyway,
I'm going to go ahead and say no to that.
I thought that the two games were semi-similar in some degree as far as the...
Oh, between the worker placement and the resource management aspects of them? Yes, yeah. They're super similar.
The basic
but the gameplay... The area control that's totally different makes right. It... You got to think more with Belfort, which is nice.
And
I like that.
Yeah, it is, but I feel like there should just be one more round...
And by round, you mean three or four turns?
Two turns minimum.
I feel like that with every single game that's like this.
Every game I've ever played.
And that's the beauty of it, though, because there's so much you want to accomplish, you really have to learn how to prioritize what you really need to get done. So
completely, yeah. That's a huge thing, and me being the impatient prick that I am, you know what I mean?
I so thought you were like, me being the genius of the group, I always win.
Well, I am a tactical genius. I mean, there's no denying that. Yeah. Everyone knows I'm the strategic master of the group.
Overwatch, one-on-one. We're doing it again.
You can't do it.
Yeah, because you get booted in the middle of the match.
Hey, I can't help my internet connection.
Yeah, yeah. Whoops. Oh, Scott might win. Whoops. Sorry.
Wait, I did win the one.
Shh. We're talking about Belfort right now.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're ruining this right now.
Yeah, Mike.
So the point is... What was the point?
that you really need to manage your time.
Correct. Yeah, and you like you were saying, though, you need to you need to make good moves because you really you could lose it pretty quickly. There's not a lot of recovery time, I guess, is the point.
Right. Yes.
And the way the guilds play out, there's guild cards that come out when you're out onto the board for worker placement, like other games. But they're always random. Some of them are amazing, and some of them are seemingly the worst. But the game we just played, there was one guild out there that wasn't used ever, and I used it on the last turn and pretty much won the game because of it.
Yeah.
Literally.
That and the fact that I screwed myself about a dozen times earlier.
But that's just because I'm better than you. So the point is... Oh. No, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is like that, you know, there's... what is there? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 turns only, and that the one guild is basically worthless until the end.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I mean, I feel like it can come into play every scoring round.
I guess, but you don't really want to score. You kind of want to save the scoring...
For the end, because, well, here's how it is.
Yeah, go.
As you progress around the scoring track, you pay taxes in a higher and higher tax bracket. So you kind of want to keep your score low during the beginning because you don't want to screw yourself out of the money that is very much needed.
But you don't want to fall too far behind.
Like Brian did. Snap.
No, but, that's true. I definitely...
But, I mean...
That's the thing about this game. It's punishing if you fall behind. It's super hard to get back.
Yeah, where some games are really easy. You could be... how many games have we played where you guys have played a lot of times and I come out of the box like, oh, my God, this game's awesome. I'm kicking the shit out of you. And then, like, I'm last place by, like, 40 fucking points.
Those games feel like really good. Like Carcassonne?
Yeah, but I'm, like, winning by 40 points in the beginning.
Hey, no yelling.
I'm getting elevated here. I hate fucking losing.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
Yeah. Listen to my Overwatch videos.
No doubt. So, yeah, I agree, though. It's tough to make the comeback in this game, for sure. Well, again, with the short amount of turns. It's three rounds, three scoring rounds. The first round is three turns, and the second two rounds are both two turns each. Like I was saying, I feel like that one more set of a two-turn round would be...
Right.
But, having said that, the game's still super fun.
Plus, like, a lot of these games have, like, two basic theme types. Either really kind of dry and twirly mustache-like... Or they're really, like, heavy with, like, the monsters and the fantasy and the kind of imposing artwork. And this game has really cartoony artwork and all these little dwarves. And you're like, oh, this game looks all fun and, you know, what? And it's super not fun if you fucking make mistakes. Which, and it's not the game, it's not the kind of game where you, like, make a mistake and you can play over it the next turn. If you make a mistake, you're like, this is going to cost.
Yeah, it could possibly...
You make
ruin
mistakes.
That whole first round. If you come out of the box wrong, it takes you till the end of the first round to even catch back up, and by then, everyone else is trampling all over board.
Well, I mean, look, for prime example is I struggled the majority of the time in this last game with money, because every time I tried to, you know, because, you know, while I was trying to keep my money up, I was also trying to get the resources. And anytime I left myself just enough money, Mike would steal it at the end because he was a third player and he, you know, and I didn't spend it or whatever. And so, like, meanwhile, these guys are buying guys every turn to add to their guy. I got nothing. I couldn't buy shit because I never had any money.
Yep. That was a good one.
Nailed it.
No, and that's the difference between the player order, where originally we sort of thought that was the worst, was to be last, but it's actually almost not. Because being last, like you said, you can see what everybody else is setting up, and sort of almost playing defense actually sort of seemed to work for me. I mean, I started out the game first, but Brian took it right away, and he went first, and it just didn't work out.
All right, so...
And you've been second almost every time we've ever played.
Because I never go for first, and it's always just the three of us. So you guys fight for first, and I just stay right in the middle because I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I feel like from now on I want to be third player. I feel like I... You see more unfold, I feel.
Okay, so, you know, getting into it now, we're going to go with, what did you really, really like about this game? And I'm going to let Brian take this one because I feel like I'm rambling.
All right, well, I only have about 6 games from Tasty Minstrel in my collection right now. Oh. And there are just some games where the components really aren't that great. This one I feel has like exceptional components, from the cards to the board itself and all the pieces, etc. The artwork is ridiculous, well put together, because the board's really busy, but it explains everything really well to where you don't have to sit there and bury your face in the rule book like every single time you play it. again, as the guilds change game to game, like the game totally takes on a different, like a whole different life form, I guess. Like your play style will change depending on, like you said, with the robbers, whatever that was called, the Thieves Guild.
Yeah.
That can totally screw you. But then if there are other guilds where like you get a lot of resources if you're able to get out there. There's other, the Wizards Guild totally can fuck you at the end of the game, but if that's not in there, you can play differently. Your play style is going to change from game to game because the guild really dramatically changed the way the board's going to play, which I love. I think for having three different game styles, the game mechanically is about as sound as you could possibly get. There's like nothing where you're going, man, we have to house rule this because this part really sucks. And then yeah, again, the variety of guilds. I mean, I bought this game specifically, or I became interested because I bought the game Harbor, and I got a little mini expansion with like two free guilds, and I was just like, all right, well, I like this kind of game. Looked up the game online, thought it looked pretty good, decided I wanted to give it a whirl, bought it, played it the first time, like you said, absolutely fucking hated it the first time. I was ready to throw the game. I'm like, man, I like the way the game plays. But I don't like the way the game's in balance because it can be punishing, like I said. And actually, when we broke it out last week, and I was like, I just want to play this one last time to make sure before I put it online to sell. And then after we played it, I was like, fuck this. I'm keeping this game. I think I love this. So, like, after, like, putting it away and then coming back, not sitting there with a rule book out the whole time. A lot of it depends on the guilds, too. If the guilds... Because if you look on the back of the guild cards, there's little letters that look like they say, like, B and I and... whatever, kind of like beginner. Like, these are the guilds you want to use your first time. Right. If you're not familiar with this kind of game, you don't want to use the more difficult guilds. I feel like we've played enough of these games over the years. There's no reason to go beginner. We all know how to play. You know, we all know how to strategize and adjust as the game moves on. So I just fucking randomize them every time. So there might be a beginner's guild with another guild that totally like contradicts one another or whatever. And that totally makes a huge difference, especially when you account for who gets to go first, second, third. Like
Michael?
Oh, I didn't like anything. Except for that part where I won. I mean, that part was... No, I actually enjoy almost any type of worker placement game just because I like more strategy-based stuff than... I mean, I love role-playing and dice rolling and games like that, but as we all know, I happen to suck at rolling dice, so there's that.
Word.
But I do like... strategy types, for sure. I wasn't always huge on resource management types, but, I mean, it's part of, like, almost every game. To some degree, you're managing some shit, or, you know what I mean? Whether it's just money in general or whatever. I mean, how many games really are there that you don't? I mean, even Seven Wonders is a resource management game to some degree.
Like how he had to rack his brain to find
one. No, I mean, if you think about it,
that's just my favorite one. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're managing money. I mean, it's the same, you know, you're trying to keep, you have to have that for the next one, so, for every turn coming around. So, I mean, but again, I like the strategy version of it, or the aspect of it, and, I don't know, I think it's clean and neat as far as gameplay, you know what I mean?
Yup.
You're not throwing shit everywhere.
Like Splendor, when you lose?
Yeah, and I don't think I've ever won that game. Or what's the other one that I never win? Art of War?
Yeah.
God, fucking...
No, Age of War.
Age of
War. Next week, we review Age of War.
Dude, I love that game, too. That's got to be my favorite game that I've never even come close to winning.
That's like the game that, basically, at this point, I'm just like reading a book while we play, just because, like,
throwing
dice.
Are
we done yet?
Oh, look at that. Three fucking arrows. What are you going to do? Yeah, but no, this game actually obviously like takes a little bit of thinking and work. What was that? Anyways, this one takes a little bit of thinking. And as much as we complain about the game needs to be longer, I almost feel that this game is...
You have to do
that. It's not an epic game, but it's also not a 20-minute game either. So it's that nice like middle-of-the-road game. You know what I mean? Where you could probably play a couple rounds of Seven Wonders, but you wouldn't be able to play... half of one of the epic games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's the time limit on this box?
What did that take us, the game we just
90
played?
90 minutes, 2 hours.
Okay, yeah, that's about right.
Is that what we just took, about an hour and a half?
Yeah.
I'm guessing two Barely. Hours with 4 to 5 players.
2 hours easy with 4 players, but...
Well.
But I think that's not bad. You know what I mean?
At the same
No, level. No, it's a nice middle ground for that, for time-wise, which is great. But I mean, I've always liked, hey, this game's going to take fucking 6 days to play. Like, hell yeah, I'm in.
No, I mean... You know what I mean? I like those too, but sometimes you want to play a game that's not, you know, fucking Yahtzee, that takes a little bit of time. You know what I mean? But not too much. You know, like we don't want to play for the next 6 hours because we all got to go to work tomorrow. But
I'm calling off.
But we don't want to just play Age of War 37 times in a row so I can lose. You know what I mean?
Really, Monday is always the best.
Dude, I fucking love that video.
So feeding off of what Brian was saying, like, you know, the board, it looks busy. But it's not, because every single spot on the board directly correlates with one of the cards. So, I mean, the board is just basically a visual of the buildings that you're building. That's
and,
it.
You know, quick side note. I mean, the board is also five of the same boards. So it's busy, it's a pie. It's a
five-piece pie, and all five pieces are exactly the same.
Right, and you're just controlling. So they each have a pub. They each have a library. They each have the same, so you know what you're kind
of
going
and just
for.
Like in his last one, they each had one of my buildings.
And you know what? Actually, when I saw that in the YouTube
video, how'd
that
work out for you?
I lost.
When I was like looking up whether or not I even wanted this game, when they explained that the five pieces are all exactly the same, I'm like, well, that's fucking stupid. But then like when we play the game, I'm like, oh, no, it actually isn't, because the guild changes the whole dynamic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, that's another little side note, too, because that actually almost starts where you want to place. Like that last game we just played, I based my whole strategy off of which guild I wanted to build first to benefit myself.
That's the one thing I always like look at in the beginning, like, all right, maybe I'll build that one because everyone's going to want to use it. And then I never build a fucking guild because I'm too busy trying to build my buildings. But I had pubs right after bat.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Which boosts your dwarves, because you have elves and dwarves. And
right.
Whatever.
And I was like, oh, I'll take the library's guild, because you could like just take three cards at a pop and then you only discard one of them. And then I started looking around, I'm like, oh great, there's no resource guilds out there, this is not gonna work at all.
The resource guilds are incredible. Those ones, I mean, that's how you really make, well, you know what, and here, side note, so basically let's just explain this real quick. You know, you place worker placement, you can place them to collect wood, stone, or steel. But also, sometimes there'll be guilds out there where you can collect either two steel, four wood, or four stone. But you got to remember that that changes the whole dynamic of the game, because everybody's getting a lot more. Because if Brian or Scott or myself place one to go get four wood, we're not placing it in the wood category now. So somebody else is going to definitely benefit from having. So everyone's getting more wood, I guess is my point, right? Or stone or steel.
You guys are so juvenile sometimes.
But you know what I mean? Dick and fart jokes. Here we come. Let's go. Let's go. This game's awesome. But you get my point, right?
We're all 40.
Yeah, I do.
Bye. Bye. But
you won't get that on a dice. We're back.
All right. So basically, as much as I do think it would be neat if it was longer, I really do like that it's as short as it is, because it really puts the pressure on to make the right moves at the right time, which, I don't know, because I know there's a lot of games where I'm like, man, if this was just a couple more rounds, but you know what, if it was, then everybody would accomplish everything they want to do, and it wouldn't be as competitive, I guess.
Yeah, so, I guess, there ain't no time for bullshitting in the beginning.
Yeah, like your very first
move
matters.
You ain't setting up, you got to be doing stuff.
And also, one of the things you start with, you get five cards, you pick three, you discard two. You really have to fucking pick the best three cards you can to maximize your value in the very beginning.
And I picked the inn and two pubs.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah, you want an
inn. That's actually not a bad setup.
It wouldn't have been if I would have gotten more than one fucking guy out of the inn.
Yeah.
But he kept taking all my money.
Well, I got shitty cards in the beginning, so I was kind of forced to just jump on a couple of guilds.
I basically
and benefit that way, and it actually sort of worked out, but again, it's all about which guilds are out there.
Now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, where I fucked up is, instead of getting the gnomes so that I can upgrade my dwarves, I should have been using those dwarves for money.
Yeah.
Or using that money, I should say, to buy the extra guys and then upgrade my dwarves.
See, but I was jumping on the
guys first, then upgrade.
I was jumping on the guys, because you guys all left.
Ew.
You guys left it open, so I was spending the $2 I was stealing from you guys to basically get more workers.
Right.
Because I didn't have the ins like you guys. So it's kind of a, again, we can keep bouncing strategy all over the place.
Yeah. Why don't we bounce into what we didn't like about this game? And I'm going to let Mike go first, because Brian looks too eager.
Well. Actually, to be honest, I don't really, I don't honestly have a major complaint about anything I really, really, really hate.
Okay, Brian.
Nailed it.
Go.
It's just an aesthetic complaint, really not like a complaint, but I'm not a big fan of the Thieves Guild.
Not going to lie, I love it.
I kind of fucking don't really like it, and I don't know who came up with that idea, but they should be. I wrote down everything doesn't fit into the box, but I found a way to get it all in the box, so I guess I have to take that one.
Seeing as it all came in the box?
Yeah.
Well, no, but
I feel like that's user error.
Yeah, I guess that's... Well, I've never experienced that in any other game until now.
I mean, you said you only got two guild cards as the expansion, so it's not like you got... It's not like it was a deck.
Well.
But
the only complaint I have is I don't love the pie parts the way they kind of... I mean, they fit together fine and it works okay, but I kind of would have rather have had it. I would have kind of rather have had one just
like board. A foldable board.
Yeah, if you took the board and just folded it in half.
Well, Brian bumped the board a lot tonight, so
he always bumps it.
Actually, it wasn't that bad. Nah. Just once or twice.
Or maybe if you like took the scoring track and put it off to the side, like on Carcassonne. I mean, it's a design choice.
Yeah, you can almost put the scoring track over with the
gnome board.
Yeah, the gnome board or the resource board.
Yeah,
which are completely separate. Which. Yeah, I guess I can see that, but again, that's not like I was thinking more like gameplay stuff. I mean, as far as the gameplay, I like it.
Yeah, so back to Brian.
And if you hate the Thieves Guild, use it.
Other than that, I mean, it can be difficult to get because you start out really with 3 and 3, but you can upgrade your workers to 7 and 7. But I feel like that really will
plus
take,
you get the double guys.
Yeah, I mean, you can either go for 7 physical guys or you can upgrade all your workers to super workers or whatever they're called, and I feel like in order to really do that, you're gonna have to have a lot of breaks go your way.
You only have seven
rounds to complete all this stuff, and again, unless it's loaded up with resource guilds, you're really not gonna. Although I feel like maybe the resource guilds are the beginner ones because they try to maximize your...
If you have 2 inns and you can get your guy on the board at least every other turn, you can easily get them 7 guys pretty quickly. But if you don't get an inn, like Mike didn't get an inn.
I never had one.
Plus, if you don't...
I've never had a garden.
We're going to start you off with a garden next
Ma
time.
Ma sucks.
Damn.
Okay, I'm going to circle back to actually one of the things Brian liked about the game. And he was talking about the pieces. And, okay, they're little wooden squares, little wooden, you know... squares and circles, whatever. It's neat. They're painted, and then you put stickers on them. Whatever. Not bad. But I remember specifically when Brian first opened this game.
Oh, boy.
A lot of the pieces were stuck together, almost like they were put away wet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he cut his finger trying to separate the 2 fucking pieces.
That's where that one was that you thought had the sticker.
Because I was looking at my pieces, and I'm like, dude, why are some of the backs of some of these? Like, it looks like the paint's like all wearing off. And I'm like, oh,
I forgot all about him cutting his finger.
He probably should just rub the blood in there because it was the red pieces.
Yeah.
But I cut my fucking finger.
Oh, yeah, it was big time. Yeah. Big time cut.
I mean, that's why you hated the game in the beginning.
Right, he's just sitting there thinking about his thumb the whole time.
Yeah, you have a traumatic experience associated to Belfort.
And I was probably losing blood.
I get it.
Right.
Draining out of my head. Which is
Wait, I mean, I'm not saying they put him away wet. I'm not saying that, but, you know, it's just a wooden block and a wooden circle with stickers on them.
Yeah.
It's not nothing to write home about. It's
nothing to bleed over.
You got that right.
Apparently it is. Apparently
but, you know, other than that, I mean, it really, really is just a really solid game.
Yeah,
it's
a perfect word.
Yeah, I am pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so now if you had a chance to make any changes besides the Thieves Guild, what would it be?
Add that 8th round.
I feel like you're right, except for put it in the beginning. Like, make the first non-scoring round maybe 4 turns just to get yourself...
Or 3-3 and then 2.
I don't hate that either. But again...
Or... Here's my.
We
only
talked
thing.
Ourselves into liking the 7 rounds.
Here's the. Well,
seven,
I don't.
Seven
I don't
turns,
hate. I don't hate that. Here's what I think might help. Start with 4 guys instead of 3 of each. Start with 4.
Or start with a couple more resources, maybe. They start off with kind of a lot of money. I feel like.
No, because I went out of it in the second turn.
Because I
never
stole
got
it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
I was.
A thief.
Yeah, I was rolling.
But like a lot of games like this, what they do is. You know, the first player gets this, the second player gets a little bit more, third player gets a little bit more. I feel like that might not be a bad idea for a game like this because it is such... Everything matters so much in this.
Right.
I feel like
everybody, like the second, third, fourth, should each get
something. I feel like it's almost the opposite. I feel like the first player should get more because the third player gets to see what everybody did.
He does, but if you wanted something on the board, oh, this guy took it, now that guy took it, now you're last, and you can never get the spaces you want.
Agreed.
Because you're last, agreed. Like me the very first time.
But
or
when you're placing for resources, whoever has the most workers per resource area gets bonus resources.
They
if
do.
You're going last, you can specifically go for the one.
But if you need something else, you can't always do
what
that.
What if maybe well, they up. Did either like an if there was an option to like say if somebody took the Thieves Guild, we'll just say, and you wanted to take it.
Yep.
That's the first one that came to mind. But let's say we'll forget it. We'll go to the Wizards Guild. Instead.
47 guilds in the game. He's this fucking Thieves Guild.
Well, the Wizards Guild is you can take any two buildings on the board from two different players in the same spot. Like if you have a player here in one garden space and over here in a garden space, and you can switch them to strategically give you the advantage in that sector. Maybe if somebody else wanted to do the same move, maybe instead of paying the $1 to use that space, maybe you pay $3 to like double up on it. Or instead of using one worker, you have to put two there on top of the other guy because you have to pay extra to use something that's already been.
It could, but I think
there are other games that do that.
Some of those, yeah. But see, but a guild, it's almost a perfect example though. Is that guild in particular would almost be the worst because depending on who went first, you could basically just reverse the action. I guess that would have its quality as well. But
or if you had a building that you could build for yourself, and it would be expensive. It wouldn't be like 2 stone. It'd be like significant amount of resources. But you can, once per round, copy a building in the board that somebody else has already taken.
Or, this is probably going to sound worse after I say it, but in the beginning of the game, everyone gets one guild. Like before the rounds even start, in reverse player order, everyone gets to claim a guild.
Oh, so there would be no sales, buying of
no,
guilds.
No, there still be.
There still would be.
Not if there's five players.
Not if there's five players, no. But like
well,
in this
someone,
case, there's
someone
three.
Would be getting paid, though.
Yeah.
Because even if I had the wood guild and I'm third, Brian might just pay me $1 to use it and get
right.
four wood. I mean,
right.
So, I mean, there would still be. You'd still have to pay.
I'll get significant.
Well, here we
it
go.
Doesn't, it doesn't work now.
I wanted to take one.
The time has passed.
I just want to bring it back.
Scott's all business now.
Yeah, I'm all business. I got to get to TV time before bed.
I got to get some Overwatch in.
You ain't doing dick. I got to watch some Man in the High Castle, but whatever.
Right.
What else is on the docket? Anybody?
Everybody say what they hated?
Final thoughts, Jerry.
We all should be good to each other. I don't want to die, Jerry.
I don't want to die. That's what I was thinking.
I was just going to say, like, if there was like more opportunities to add and or upgrade your workers, that could help make the game a little bit. Because like I said, the one
it's
thing,
hard.
If the guilds come out, because like I said, I just randomly pick five. And whatever happens, happens. And I feel like in instances like that, like if you fall behind, you're pretty much done.
You know what? I never asked, and I never bothered to look because I've never looked at the book, but are we sure that you can't pay to use somebody else's building?
Oh, I would think you would know that.
What do you mean you can't pay to?
Like if I build
you wouldn't be able
an
to do
inn,
that.
Can Mike
no,
place
no.
it up?
I'm pretty
I
sure.
There's other games where you
sure
can place
we,
it
right, but those are
cards.
Games where there's like one of that building in the entire game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying I had three pubs. There's five in the game. You guys,
right.
You guys
but the only way to use that is with a gnome. I would have to
yep,
actually
that's a good one.
Gnome it. Nomad? But yeah, I think a lot of the complaints we have, though, there are cards to rectify those situations.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Well, overall, there's nothing I really hate.
I didn't have an
inn,
but having an actual...
some meat and potatoes here.
Having an actual inn would have gotten me players quicker for cheaper, but I had
you
to go...
You had the most...
That's anyway. Why I had to steal the money, was to pay me. The money to get
hey,
guys.
You're welcome.
Well, I mean...
A thank you would be nice.
Just saying, you helped me win.
Yeah.
By not winning. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go ahead.
Dude, how do we not get paid for this?
Give we're this fucking, thing an 8.5.
We're super hilarious. I'm just 8.
I don't disagree 8. With
7.5.
Oh, we're
8.85.
Are we scoring
enough? He's trying to, but he's having a stroke, I think.
All right.
Go.
8.75. Go.
I have 8.5. And, like, to double back a minute, I gave it a 7 initially, but after playing it a couple times last weekend and again tonight.
I think that 7 you gave it was generous, too, because you really weren't overly happy.
No, you weren't.
Well, I'm surprised you're saying. I thought it was a 6.5, honestly.
Maybe it was. Remember. I think because the board, the game and the pieces and everything, the artwork is so, like, I just love it. Like, I was, like, even thinking, like, man, even if I play this game again, I hate it. I may just want to, like, put it in one of those shadow boxes and, like, hang it on the wall. Because I, like, just look. But now that I've played it again and I've totally changed my mind and I, like, love this game, I think 8.5 easy.
And I think when we sat down last weekend and replayed it, we were sort of, I don't know how to explain it, but we were sort of just in a mellow state of gameplay. Like,
it was the radio.
We weren't all excited. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we were trying to get one in. Like, we had nothing but time, relax, having fun.
No bleeding.
And it was a good...
No bleeding.
It was a good game to have a little bit of fun with. Not like one of them crazy fun games, but a good... Yeah, I mean, it was a good opportunity to play the game. I think that helped, too, to be
honest.
Well,
like I said, basically, it's a very well-done worker placement / area control that cuts out all the fat. I mean, there's literally no room for error, or you will screw yourself for the whole game, which I think is fantastic.
And as much as I love it, and I know we'll eventually podcast it, but like Lords of Waterdeep, where you're behind by 30 points, and all of a sudden, boom, you get the quest from hell, and all of a sudden, you're like, you're way ahead of everybody.
I just got 40 points.
I do it all the
time. I mean, I kind of love that.
Oh, yeah.
But I love never games that don't give
See, but I always hate those ones because I don't know. Sometimes I haven't played that game yet, and you guys all know like the secret super fucking move. So I'm like sitting here like, oh, look at me. I'm fucking trekking around I'm around the second corner. And you're like, yeah, but fucking Brian, like you just said, oh, I got the super fucking quest.
I just fucking lapped.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Like Carcassonne last
I'm
week.
I'm like, dude, you're only right behind me. And you're like, yeah, I've been around the board once, fuckface.
Like Carcassonne.
Yeah, that's not. I don't want to talk about it.
And we played. Yeah, the last
yeah, but I made you lose the second game.
You didn't make me lose. You stole my farming idea.
Made you lose.
I'm the only one that ever farms, and you just see. You just copy me, and that's how you win.
No, I don't.
Whatever. Whatever.
That was defense.
I'm gonna
son.
Go. I'm gonna go right in the middle. 8.6.
That's not even a real thing.
8.62. Shit app.
Lex is talking shit.
That hurts.
All right, so there you have it, everyone. Belfort by Tasty Minstrel Games. It's super fun if you're really into no nonsense worker placement,
kind of deep but not super overly complex, like medium complexity.
Right. Yeah, quick to learn.
Yeah, quick to learn.
Quick twitch.
All right, so there you have it. That was you may or may not like it. Belfort Edition. You can find me on Twitter at XorcinX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can check out all of our written reviews at ReviewandRoast.com. Facebook is Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. Oh, and if you like movies, you can buy tickets from us. So go to ReviewandRoast.com and
click on the Fandango link.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this, you should look on our site for the Belfort review. If you like it, rate it. If you have something to say about it, do so as well. Because if you're listening to this, it's attached and it's on the front page right now.
And you can also write your own review. Just throwing it out there.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be neat.
At least rate it. Give it a number.
Do we know what game we're doing next week?
Something.
We'll be doing something. Maybe Legends of Draxia.
I really want to do that one.
All right. These guys will be doing Legends of Draxia. I'm on vacation.
Scott never gets the haste card.
The point is for us to play games we don't necessarily want to play or like because we need...
See, the problem with Scott is he normally has to do this about games he doesn't normally win.
I win everything except Belfort.
Belfort's your settlers.
Okay, so Draxia and Age of War next week. that'll balance you out.
Right. And Splendor.
Two quick ones.
Ooh, all right. Splendor. Have a good week.